From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tens of thousands of people marched in central Moscow Sunday to mourn murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Many of the somber marchers carried Russian flags and placards. Organizers said 70,000 people joined the march. Moscow police say the crowd was a bit smaller, about 21,000.
In this case, I can't say it's exactly he did order, but he obviously responsible.
It's a strange coincidence, a very weird one, that all of his main critics and everybody that crossed his way, somehow almost all of them finished in this way.
55-year-old Nemtsov was shot and killed Friday night on a bridge near the Kremlin while he was walking home from a restaurant. Russian authorities usually are slow to give permission for large opposition rallies, but gave quick approval for the memorial march. Nemtsov was to have led an anti-war and anti-Putin rally in Moscow on Sunday. Estonians voted today in a national parliamentary election. The coalition government is expected to win. Estonia is contending with militarily resurgent Russia and a pro-Kremlin opposition party. 2 days ahead of a speech in Washington by Israel's prime minister, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry attempted today to shore up the country's relationship. The speech has been arranged by opposition Republicans without the support of the Democratic administration. Kerry today told ABC Television's This Week program that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is welcome to speak in the United States. Mali's government has signed a preliminary peace accord with some of the country's northern separatist groups, but the Tuareg Rebel Alliance has asked for more time for consultations before signing on to the United Nations brokered agreement. This is VOA News. Three teenage British girls suspected of traveling to Syria to join the Islamic State terrorist group have appeared on surveillance videos in Turkey. Turkish media reports said that the images show the teens boarding a bus in Istanbul. It is the first reported sighting of the girls since they left London almost 2 weeks ago. A coalition of Iraqi government troops and militias have begun an offensive to push Islamic State militants out of the city of Tikrit. The country's prime minister and commander-in-chief, Haider al-Abadi, announced the start of the operation Sunday. The minister traveled to the nearby city of Samarra to oversee the offensive. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 21 Assyrian Christians, elderly men and women abducted by the Islamic State, have been released. The group says some kidnapped residents of Tal Quran were freed Sunday. Local militias say at least 150 people were taken when IS militants attacked villages along the Khabur River in northeast Syria last week, overrunning several predominantly Christian towns.
And you want my cable going to the same location?
That's affirmative.
Two American astronauts at the International Space Station completed a two-hour spacewalk, the third such mission in just more than a week. The U.S. space agency NASA says Terry Virts and Butch Wilmore finished routing 244 meters of power and data lines needed to allow the next generation of spacecraft to dock with the space station. After the spacewalk, Virts reported a small amount of water had seeped into his helmet. As it had after a spacewalk last week, he said it was no big deal. Uruguay has sworn in Tabré Vázquez as the country's new president. Mr. Vázquez took the oath of office Sunday during a ceremony at the National Assembly. In a speech, the new president called for dialogue on issues facing the country, such as improvements to public education, health, and housing. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro told a rally Saturday that his government has arrested a U.S. pilot for alleged spying. The president gave no other details, including whether the man is a commercial, military, or private pilot. Mr. Maduro also said other Americans were in custody. The U.S. embassy had no immediate comment. Also Saturday, Venezuelan authorities freed four U.S. missionaries who were questioned about alleged spying. They have left the country. Also, President Maduro announced that U.S. tourists will now need visas to travel to Venezuela. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.